Okay, we have one last lakuda from the previous sugya before we move on to the new sugya. So we left off with everything we spoke about chotzer, hektesh, taisim, and rabbans, and mishnayos, and shkolim, and sugyas, back and forth. The question is how much of this is relevant for us b'zman hazeh. So the Magen Avraham, in Hilchos Beis HaKnesses, quotes a Sefer Aguda, who says that whatever the status of chotzer for hektesh is, the same is true for chatzah for shul. Shul is basically just a mini hektesh. Mikdash ma'ad, as the Gemara says in Maseches Megillah. And therefore, the Aguda says that if a person finds mos in a Beis HaKnesses, since we hold like Tosfos, the Ikra Din like Tosfos, that there's no kin in chatzah for hektesh, therefore there's no kin in chatzah for Beis HaKnesses. And that explains why the Gemara quotes a Braisa in the beginning of Yalam Mitzvah, why matzah mos with Beis HaKnesses is a real shalai. The kin in chatzah is not on the radar screen. There is no kin in chatzah for shul. So the Ketzai says it's very, very difficult to understand that because he doesn't think that a shul is hektish. He has arrived from a Mishnah, Sugya, Maseches Nedarim, that a shul is just a glorified moment of shutfus. And if it's a glorified moment of shutfus, so then there's really a parallel. So why is there no kin in chotzer? How could the Braisa of Metzia say that Harel Shalai, it should belong to the shul membership, to be distributed at the next membership meeting, for anyone who comes to the membership meeting? So comes the Ketzai and says the answer is, the same way that according to the Ramban, we had to fall back on other reasons in our sugya why the Mos don't go to the Beis HaMikdash, we had to come up with other reasons why Kinyan Chatzah fails us. Whatever reasons that Kinyan Chatzah failed us according to the Ramban by real Hekdash, may be those very reasons that Kinyan Chatzah is going to fail us by shuls. Shh, which don't tell anybody it's not Hekdash anyway. So says the Ketzais, I'm not going to go down the Magen Avraham and the Agudas Mahalach that shul, money found in shul doesn't go to the shul. That's the given. Everyone agrees money found in shul does not go to the shul. That's a given. Says the Ketzais, I'm not going to go down the route of saying that a shul is hektesh. That's the wrong route to go down because those facts are against the sugya and Maseches Nedarim. Rather, I'm going to tell you why chatzer fails a shul is a hilchos chatzer dikadin. There's something wrong with Kinyan Chatzah for a shul. Not because it's a shul. There's something wrong with the Kinyan Chatzah because there's some detail in Luchas Chatzah that's not being fulfilled here. What detail in Luchas Chatzah do we know is not being fulfilled? So there's a throwback to the Taisism, to the Ravids. Throwback from the end of yesterday's year. So new film in Rabbi said, give me two potential chasarayas in Kinyan Chatzah. Give me two reasons why Chatzah fails us. With their eyes on the money found under the avalanche, the money found inside the wall, the old wall from thousands of years ago. What were the two official reasons in Rishayna why Chatzah fails us? Who remembers? One was it's unlikely to be found there, so it's a Davash and a Motzli and Megillus Lavoi. That was the Taisin above Metzia, or probably even more correct, the Taisin above Masra, those who were chuckling me during Seder. So I showed you the Taisin above Masra, is it Daphnan Gimel or is it? Nandalad, that was a daf between friends. So in daf Nandalad, but Taisus developed this idea that you can't say a chatzar is kainish lamidaita if it's not even on the radar screen of it being there. And then we had the Ravid. What was the Rebbe Ravid say? Why is it that chatzar fails us when you find money under the earthquake? Find money in the wall, why? Because the Ravid equated it to what sugya? The sugya of picking up an aveda before Yush. So too, when it's magia to the chotzer before Yush, it's impossible for the Bala chotzer to be kainah. Now, let's remember that those two reasons that the Rishonim said in that sugya, which we tried yesterday to invoke to salvage the Ramban, to save the Ramban, ran into, no pun intended, but two brick walls. What were the two brick walls that we ran into yesterday? Each reason that we tried to explain, each legitimate reason why chatzah fails us in the sugya of money found under the gal and found in the wall, we try to plug that into Pesachim Dev Zayin to explain that's the reason why moles found on the Harabayis don't belong to Beis HaMikdash. We ran into some very technical problems. What were the technical problems? So the Taisus chat, remember Taisus chat was, oh, it's a Davish and a Rogil, therefore it's no good. Who had a time against that? Who had problems with that? Who questioned whether that was the reason to solve the Ramban's problems yesterday? So, what was the Ketzos' taina? The Tosafot said, when you have a davar she'eino ragil, it's not going to work because you can't say chatzir shalom kanal shlamidaitoi. No, finish the sentence. But by chatzir shal hektish, no, it is midaitoi. Because hektish shlamidas, because it had midas dami. Rabbi Kama, second barak. Coming attractions from Rabbi Vasher next year. So Tosafot didn't like invoking that model of the Taisim from Bamitzi and Bababasra to save the Ramban. But the Tzil said it's a perfectly legitimate teretz to explain money in shuls. And I'll tell you why, says the Tzil. Because the Tzil believes, Bamuna Shalema, that a shul is not mikdash. If a shul is not mikdash, it's just glorified money of all the members, paying members of the shul. Is that called Chatzer Midas? Is that called Chatzer Shlom Midas? What is that, Rabbi Yisai? A shul is closer to the model of a Chatzer Midas, a Chatzer Shlom Midas. It's Shlom Midas. It's all the members, they're all regular guys, regular Balmatim. Just regular run-of-the-mill guys. There's no Hektish, there's no Gizbri, there's no Bissamik, there's no Ben Shalom. So shul money is just simply Mamna Shutvin. Therefore, it is not subject to that quirk of Hekta Shalomidas as Kibihajit Midas, dummy. And therefore, it's blank that remains Shalomidas. Obazoi, if so, that remains Shalomidas, then a shul is a perfect candidate for the Deya and Taizim Bamitzim Bamabasra, that a Dovish Eino Hoiv, a Dovish Eino Rogil, is not going to be kind in a Chot Shalomidas. And those are the emissary reasons, Zoktik Tzoyz. That's the emissary reason why Motza Mos, Mavotik Nisios, is a real Shaloi. Why does the Gemara say it doesn't go to the shul? Everyone agrees, those are the facts in the realm. Doesn't go to the shul. Why not? So is there good in the Magna Brahm said, doesn't go to the shul because it's Hektish. Says it says, no. It doesn't go to the shul, Dafka, because it's not Hektish. It doesn't go to the shul because it's Hedyot. And because it's Hedyot, therefore it's similar to Motza Begal. Or Matzebe B'Koysel Yoshon. That's the Ketzoyz's breakthrough. So it was the same Ketzoyz who yesterday destroyed that reason, the same Ketzoyz who attacked that reason, the same Ketzoyz who refused to defend the Ramban based on that Tosfos. Now, he goes back to those Tosfos and invokes those Tosfos to explain himself, to explain what he believes B'Muna Shlem against the good in the Magen Avraham. Ketzoyz knew how to maneuver Tosfos. He knew when to reject the Tosfos and when to apply the Tosfos. Rabbi said, let's take the sugi one step further. What was the other beer to defend the Ramban yesterday that got rejected? Remember, it was actually the beer that the Ketzos liked that the Imam Moshe rejected. What was the other beer? What was the chisard of Kenyan Chatzar? Because it's bol yodah mitchila. It's like notlos aved lefnei yush. So the Imam Moshe rejected that. Why did Imam Moshe reject that? Based on who? It was a little irony, the twist of ironies over here, based on the Ramban himself. Because the Ramban explained, what is it about Boli Yadah Kedem Yush that prevents the Maitzeh from being kind of a Yush? Zak the Ramban, what were the two magic words? What were the bad words in the Sugi according to Ramban? What is the equal of, what is the obstacle to enabling the Naitel as Aveda Kedem Yush to be kind of? Give me two words. If you say one or two words, you're wrong. Shayim Aveda. Fektim Rimaisha. Vusva Shema Meid Fahektish. Since when is Hektish a Shomer? Is there Shmiv Hektish? No? Who's going to complete the circle, everybody say? Complete the circle for me. Matzamos Mevatei Knesiyos. You want to know why the Beis HaKnesses is in Zoyche? Because it's Bol Yodo what? Kedem what? Kedem Yush. And the Shul does become Shomrim. Why? Who is speaking now, Rabbi Zay? This is the Ketzoyz speaking. The shul becomes Shomrim. You know why? Who is a shul? Shul is the 150 paying members. So all these shutfin in the shul just became one glorified what? Give me the two words again. A glorified Shomer Aveda. Once they became a glorified Shomer Aveda, it's Bol Yodom Kedem Yush. It became a Shomer Aveda, Yodom ki Yodom, and therefore
even though the owner subsequently, when he finds out 10 seconds later, when he sticks his hand in his pocket, and he realizes he's dropped a quarter, that's yush post Shemir Aveda. And mainly yush post Shemir Aveda does not give bichal. Because yada ki yada, whatever that means, ktsais nesiba is from a few months before. So that's the reasons of the, we would say bedasa ktsais. That's the reason why shuls are not zeicha. So when all the dust settles, everyone agrees to all the facts on the ground. Everyone agrees shuls are not zeicha in avedas. Shuls are not zeicha in money that's found on the floor. Contrary to popular opinion, when you find money in shul, I'll give it to the, put it in the pushka, why not? That's a nice thing to do, but up din, it's not really zeicha. Why is it not zeicha? Habeicha yivchar. Either the aguda or the magen avram. It's based on a taisus. There's no chatz for hektish. There's no chatz for hektish. And shuls are like hektish. Or for care, says a ktsais, shuls are taka not like hektish. And the reason why there's not zeicha is because one of the two deficiencies as to why matzabagal is not zeicha. Either because it's not a devar ha'oive, and even though that ran into a problem when it came to hektish, because the hektish l'midas, kehedi midas, but that doesn't concern us by shuls. Tafka, because shuls are like hedyant. The ayjish shloime, based on the ravid, it's like the tila kaidim yush. And even though the Imam Moshe had a pickbook on that when it came to real hektish, but forget this is with Miktsois, that's Mamun Hedya, so there's no pickbook whatsoever. So all the pieces of the puzzle just came together. This Nakuda, by the way, that's playing out between the Aguda and the Magen Avraham against the Ktsois, as to how do you view shuls, is very, very basic, very fundamental. I think we mentioned this once in passing for a Chometz application. Does anyone remember? I may have mentioned, like under my breath at one time earlier this year, I don't remember anymore. Anyone remember? The what? Yeah, the Yusuf, yeah, it's all from the Yusuf. It wasn't so terrible, because at least we had sold our chametz. But another shul, remember I told the story about the shul that forgot to sell the chametz one year? Can I tell you that story? I didn't tell that story this year. We didn't talk the whole year and tell that story. Can't be. So, huh? No, different story, different one. A few years ago, I got a call from a rabbi, frantic call, the day after Pesach, the pasha forgot to sell the chametz. The shul forgot to sell the chametz. So they want to know what's the din b'di'evit. Is it chul chomesh lev Pesach? Oy, oy, oy. Bad news. So my initial reaction was, what do you got? I said, a couple of boxes of crackers thrown out and finished. This guy said, Rabbi, we got hundreds of dollars of schnapps here. I mean, if they were expected to get sympathy out of me on that one, they called the wrong rabbi. But, you have to answer people where they're at. So I said, Lefiani is daiti, I think we could be makil memanavshach on the shiloh. Why is that? Who's going to tell? What's the memanavshach? Who's right? Is the aguda and the Magen Avraham right, or is the ktsais right? If the aguda and the Magen Avraham are right, that we basically equate shul property with mamon hekdesh, so then what? There's no real by Rabbi Motzi. Means nobody owns it. Nobody really, it's not moment property, it's really moment of some new entity. So nobody really owns it. Nobody owns it. There was nobody Rabbi Motzi. Elo what? You can tell me the Ktsais is right. He has a mishnah to support his idea that it's a moment hedyot. So now tell me, if it's a moment hedyot, everybody sold their chametz. All the members of the shul sold their chametz. It says in the Shtaros, the Bechir's Chometz, many of the Rabbanim write in specifically, and even if you don't mamish spell it out, it's all understood. I'm selling you the Chometz, any Chometz I own. We write the location just to make it a little bit more realistic. But bottom line is, I get this all the time. Every year, 20 guys call me, the day after they come to sell me the Chometz, they call me, oh, Rabbi, I forgot, I only wrote the Chometz in the basement. I didn't write the Chometz in here, I didn't write the Chometz there. It's all good, it's all okay. It says in the Shtar, Chometz anywhere. So sometimes I'll tell the guy, all right, the yes is an ace. You want to, I'll play it on a little bit. They authorize me to initial, the addition, very legal, we'll add the addition here and there. But meager did, it's okay, even if you forgot to write. A guy calls me, forgot to write his office. All right, it's all fine, it's also okay. So meager did, any chametz anywhere, as long as it's your chametz, it's included in the shtar. So who owns the chametz? I said, the chametz is owned, according to the ktsais, it's owned by each and every balabas in the shul. They all sold the chametz anyway. No, what was the problem? The rabbi said to me, not all my balmatim are from. Not all of them necessarily sell the chametz. So I still thought it was okay. Why? When we sell shul chametz, instead of a regular shul sells chametz. What, we have a membership meeting, everybody has to sign a document saying that they're authorized to sell. The president sells the chametz. The treasurer, so whoever has the decision, whoever has the koichas to make decisions on behalf, financial decisions on behalf of the shul, represents the shul, is the agent on behalf of congregation or Torah. So one of the people who sold the shul chametz was authorized to do so. So here, 97% of the membership were authorized to sell the chametz. That's also good enough for shul chametz. So again, I'm not 100% sure that this svar was right that I said this. But chametz over Pesach, yesh makom hava. To save guys, should have something. They have to try to help people out. No. I guess they called the right rabbi for that one. Okay, Rabbi Say, what's wrong? What's up? New recording, okay, new recording, we're ready to roll. Okay, ready to start the next weekend. That was the end of this weekend.